the Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Window Rock, Arizona, Mr. Hatafli will be in the house. The young Diné musician who continues to redefine Native indie rock with his soulful lyrics and unique sound. His latest album, I'll Be Around, weaves stories of life, identity, and community. Get ready for a conversation that blends music, culture, and vision. And of course, we'll share tracks from this powerful new release. So until then, let's get ready and start spending you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians.
Motorists know AmSoil protects their engines. Did you know it protects much more? Your UTV, your boat's motor, even your firearms. All backed by the power of AmSoil synthetics. One brand, total protection. More info at twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. AmSoil protects what you love and supports this show. That's twobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Time to get these tables spinning. Let's start it now with music from our guest, Hatafli. Here is Let It Roll. Hatafli could be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. Brand new Let It Roll off his new album, I'll Be Around. All right, here we go. Mike Byrne, First Mother.
Long time ago, a little beautiful soul. heat, slowly fading away. Oh, mother, I hear your heartbeat, slowly fading away.
Music from Samantha Crane. That's Bloomsday. Time to head up to South Dakota. Here's Darren Jeffrey, Desire.
I built a fire and danced to burn it for me.
Mostly on the phone, I'll never cross that line, but a man can dream. I'm on fire and my desire's like gasoline, that I sweat when I miss you, when it's burning me down. You can turn this around, but I can't turn away. Burn to the ground, desire won't burn away. 1,000 pictures, a million words to say, and I've been feeling like this ever since I saw you. Out in LA, that's why I'm feeling California. It's not just the beach and the sun, I'm the one. I'm back in the heartbeat if you need me to come. See, I love her to death, but still love you to life. Either way I'ma pay, it's gon' come with a price. And that's such a bitter pill, but still, it's bittersweet. Higher than Josephine, but still within my reach.
You're my fire. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. You flame my fire. And I'm still in love with you. And I'm still in love with you.
Oh yeah. Julian Taylor from Toronto. All right, we're going up to Haida Queen. Music now from Carson Gray. This is Each Moment. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Claire.
that's brand new from Burnstick, hot off the press. Hey, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Come on over and take a look around. We got a lot happening over there. Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery and the same magazine library with all of our past guests in there and all of our past interviews. That's indigenousandmusicandarts.org. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Atathli, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. Indigenous in Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous in Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs. We're Indigenous Styler.
Your hand in mine, side by side, strawberries and champagne.
We just keep doing it right.
Come on, wherever you are.
And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Starts at indigenousandmusic.com. From the Same Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay. Joining us tonight is Atathli, a rising voice from the Navajo Nation, whose music fuses indie rock, dream pop, and storytelling rooted in Indigenous experience. His new album, I'll Be Around, is a testament to staying true to oneself while evolving as an artist. We'll talk about where his journey has taken him next. Let's find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Atathli. How you doing, Atathli?
Doing fresh,
yeah. How's the weather over there in your town?
I'm back and forth from Albuquerque and Window Rock a lot, so it's a lot colder in Window Rock, but it's getting a little chilly. It's getting a little breezy in Albuquerque now.
Yeah. Now, what's the music scene like on the nation? Is there music festivals going on?
There's a lot of shows happening in Shiprock at this venue called The Mod. I haven't been out there too much, but I've been seeing a lot of people having fun out there, and it looks pretty cool.
Nice. Do you get to perform as well?
I've played there a few times, but it's quite a drive from Albuquerque, so I don't get to go out there as often as I'd like to.
Sure. On your last visit, we were promoting Singing Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
How is that album doing? Still going climbing?
Yeah, that album, man, that was probably around a little over three years ago now, and I've released two albums since then.
Yeah.
But, people still like it a lot, you know. All of the albums are very different from one another, so people listen to that one for very specific reasons.
Yeah.
I agree, because I play it a lot, so it's one of my favorites.
Nice. Thank you, Larry.
I have to get into the new album, start playing it a little more. Right? Well, hey, it's your second visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album, I'll Be Around. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Sure. My full name is Hatrat Linez Wheeler, and I was born in Phoenix, but I grew up in Window Rock, which is on the Navajo Reservation. And I've always been making music ever since I was in about, you know, early high school. And I'm 22 years old now. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it for around 7 years, maybe. So it's been really interesting to see, you know, to self-reflect and sure. to see the ways I've changed musically.
Yeah. As you said, the albums keep changing, so you're music styles change and everything's changing, which is good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations on your new album, I'll Be Around. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you tell us the story behind the title and what it means to you?
I would say the majority of the music I've ever made was always sort of centered around heartbreak and, you know, like the feelings a young man goes through in adolescence. But this latest album, I think, is sort of the epitome of that. It's like this is the first album I've made that's kind of, you know, dedicated to that. Whereas in previous albums, it's just kind of it's spotted mm-hmm. here and there. But this album is sort of revolves around, I don't know, love, I guess.
Right.
You know, as corny as that sounds, I think it's very true.
Sure. Now, your music blends indie rock with elements of Dene storytelling. How do you balance traditional influences and contemporary songs?
I didn't really do that much in this past album. This past album was more, I made it for me in a sense. Uh-huh. And but I do think it still comes through, you know, the elements of country music that I grew up with that are very popular here on the reservation, I think, you know, bleeds into this past album sound wise but lyrically, I think it's a very different album. It's different from anything else I've ever made.
I was going to ask you that too. You're kind of leading into country. When's the next country yeah. album coming out?
Well, you know, I got a last Christmas for a gift. I got a lap steel guitar.
Oh wow!
And
how
so,
cool.
Ever since last Christmas, I've been teaching myself how to play, you know, sort of pedal steel style, like.
Yeah.
Riffs and whatnot. And so that made its way into this past album. And it was a lot of fun, you know, just recording it. I mean, the sound quality of the album isn't as good as the other ones because mm-hmm. I recorded it in a shed, essentially. And I just recorded it on my own. And the past album or two were recorded in professional studios, whereas this past album was just kind of all me.
Sure. Well, you should.
But I liked it that way. You know, I wanted to sort of break away from what I had been doing. And so, it was a good, it was a very fresh sounding album to me.
A new creative process.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Now, looking ahead, what's next for you? Touring, collaborations, new projects on the horizon? What's going on?
Yeah, I guess. So I'm working on a new project now. I was telling people it's going to be an EP, which it still might be, but I want to make enough songs for an album, and I want to go back to the sort of the grand sounding sound of Singing Into Darkness or Waiting for a Sign, but sort of like kick it up a notch and, you know, make it real theatrical. And I want to make a big sounding album, right. And I want it to tell a story, and I want to write about things I've never written about before, and I want to address certain feelings that I know people harbor, which I've never written about before. And so that's what I'm currently working on, and I'm very excited to have people what I've got going on. So for the next few months, I'm just kind of focusing on recording music.
Well, we'll be waiting. We'll be waiting. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
I would say I'm on Instagram for the most part. So if you're on Instagram, then you can, reach out to me there. Or I think I have my email in my Instagram as well. Yeah.
All right.
Other than that, I don't know how you can reach out to me besides Instagram. That's probably not a good thing.
So. What's the best way?
Yeah.
Find me on Instagram. Google me. There you go.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook anymore as much.
Sure.
So
sure.
I don't know.
All right. Well, today we're speaking with Atafli from the Navajo Nation. His new album is out, I'll Be Around. Read all about him at our page at indigenousandmusic.com. Atafli, you got a website too?
No, I don't. I've been painting a lot this past summer, and I think I'm gonna make a website for that. But yeah. I don't have a website for my music stuff.
All right, so it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
All right. It's been a pleasure to get you back on the show and giving us an update on your new album. Stay in touch with us.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh yeah, we're gonna play you a track from his new album. Here is Little Brother.
Stay here, little brother, brother. Little brother, walk right. Little brother, hang on tight.
That was Little Brother by Atafli off his new album, I'll Be Around. In case you're just tuning in, Atafli was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Somebody Somebody, how am I gonna love again? How am I supposed to give my heart to a devil masked with innocence? You took the very thing that made me somewhat of a productive man. Yes, and now I'm just a function of my circumstance. Yeah. A function of my circumstance.
Oh yeah, Nathan Cunningham, A Function of Circumstance, brand new off his Did It Anyway album. All right, here we go. Logan Stats, Dead Man. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Dig up my bones, carry my body home, and I'll buy back my soul with the gold that I'm owed. Cause I've been a dead man, just walking away,
just walking away.
Cause I've been a dead man, just walking away,
just walking away.
And give me back my love, and I think
Zappy!
That was music from Logan Statz, Dead Man, all the way up from north, Six Nations of the Grand River Territory. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Support for today's show comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com.
Motorists know AmSoil protects their engines. Did you know it protects much more? Your UTV, your boat's motor, even your firearms. All backed by the power of AmSoil synthetics. One brand, total protection. More info at TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com. AmSoil protects what you love and supports this show. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com.
We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are Indigenous in Music.
Time to head over to Fort Collins, Colorado. Here's Carrie Morton. We used to be.
How we
Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. And our guest, Hatafli. If you missed part of today's show, you can find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Stop on over, that's where we hang 24/7, 365. Indigenousandmusic.com. We all hang at indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.